Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Tim Versalotti, tell me about the Massachusetts gubernatorial race. It's an interesting one. The very popular, and I should just say, for the sake of the record, my friend Deval Patrick is retiring, going off into the sunset for a little while anyway. And now we have a contentious Democratic primary, and you're the pollster, but the lead seems to be with Martha Coakley, yes?
It sure does. A significant and consistent lead in that Democratic field. The polling data that we've all of us political students in Massachusetts have been feasting on this summer are weekly rolling polls that the Boston Globe is doing. And what they've been showing is a very consistent double-digit lead for Martha Coakley for the Democratic nomination ahead of the treasurer, Steve Grossman. The third Democrat in the race, Don Berwick, former administrator of Medicare, is pretty far back at this point. Grossman had won the party's endorsement at the annual statewide convention in June, and it was assumed that this gap between Coakley and Grossman would narrow. It's narrowed by a few points, but not by the amount that Grossman had hoped. Part of it is he's just not that well known. More than half of likely voters in the latest Boston Globe poll could not offer an opinion or hadn't heard of Steve Grossman. That was only 9% for Martha Coakley. She's well known. Her favorables outrank her unfavorables by 17 points. And so Grossman's got to do something, and he's starting to make his move. His campaign released a television ad recently. It's a biographical ad, but it also talks about his history as a businessman, creating jobs. Doesn't name Coakley, but does point out, who would you prefer, a proven job creator or a career prosecutor? Hint, hint.
Well, I don't know. I think there are people, I don't know that I would have phrased it that way. I think there are people who take the prosecutor anytime.
There, so that was the tack he took. There is a Steve Grossman super PAC called Mass Forward that aired a TV ad criticizing Martha Coakley for her position, her refusing to support a piece of gun control legislation that the governor was pushing. So it's only about 5 weeks till the primary on September 9th. Grossman's got to make his move. It looks like he is, but he's got some ground to make up.
And Martha Coakley is leading in the polls against Charlie Baker, who will be the Republican opponent, right?
That's right. That's right. And the Real Clear Politics average, that's a website that keeps track of polling across the country. The polls that have come out this summer, the average lead is Coakley by 11 points over Charlie Baker. She's led pretty consistently throughout the summer.
On the other hand, she's not exactly a ball of fire. Just talking between you and me here as a campaigner. And we saw her lose to Scott Brown, the Republican of all things in Blue State, Massachusetts, who has now gone over the line to run in New Hampshire, something we don't see much of. You know, I think the reason she didn't get the Democratic nomination is they're scared it's going to happen again, the Democrats.
No question. And at this point, again, it is the summer. Only the most ardent fans of politics are paying close attention to these races. And if you look at the polling data, Charlie Baker ran statewide 4 years ago, but in his name recognition numbers, almost 40% can't offer an opinion or don't recognize his name. So people haven't tuned in yet. And yeah, that double-digit lead, well, let's see what happens come the fall, after September 9th, should Martha Coakley win the nomination. Also, Charlie Baker has been winning the money race pretty consistently. He is outraising the Democratic candidates. Some might argue, well, that's because there are three Democrats running. On the Republican side, Baker does have primary opposition from Mark Fisher, a Tea Party candidate from Shrewsbury. But Fisher is not getting a lot of traction. He's not raising the money Baker is. So that's something to watch, that at this point in time, Baker is winning the money race.
Now, Ed Markey, running for a full term, former congressman, now senator, he has no real chance of losing, does he?
It's a funny thing. The New York Times, CBS News, YouGov poll matched him up against both of his potential Republican candidates. The Republicans have a primary in that race. Brian Herr, a selectman from Hopkinton, and Frank Adevinola, who ran to succeed Markey in the House when Markey won his seat in the Senate last year. Adevinola lost to Catherine Clark, the Democrat in the 5th District. Markey has leads of 25 and 27 points over Herr and Adevinola. Markey also is leading the money race. He's got $2.1 million in the bank as of June 30th. Herr has $8,700. Adevinola has $103,000, but $92,000 of that is money he has lent to the campaign. Markey is a prodigious fundraiser. It's hard to see this race ending up as anything but a Markey win. It's classified as a safe Democratic seat in most of the rankings that you see around the country. But again, folks really aren't paying attention. There's been almost no polling in this race this summer, the CBS News, New York Times poll.
So,
and again, we'll see come the fall.
So let's not spend more time on that because it looks like one that is sort of one-sided. Let's go to why Scott Brown went across the border into New Hampshire rather than run again in Massachusetts. So what's that about?
It's an interesting race so far this summer in New Hampshire. Scott Brown trails Gene Shaheen by an average of about 10 points. Shaheen has had a double-digit lead in four of the five polls that have come out so far this summer. Brown is looking for traction with Obamacare, and that was his first line of criticism of Gene Shaheen, and that has not given him the advantage he had hoped. Now he's zeroing in on immigration, picking up on the issue that's captivated the country the last few weeks, this crisis of unaccompanied children crossing the border into the United States illegally. And he is hoping, again, to get some traction on Gene Shaheen there. Some of his criticism, he had said Gene Shaheen had voted for full amnesty for undocumented immigrants. The problem is Kelly Ayotte, the Republican senator from New Hampshire, had voted for the same bill. And so that was an easy lob for Shaheen to return.
She's popular,
in terms of, no question about it. She is popular. She's a former governor, served in the Senate, been around a long time, very well known. She's leading the money race in New Hampshire. She's got about $5.1 million in the bank as of the end of June. Scott Brown has $1.4 million, although he is getting some help from super PACs as well in terms of ads in New Hampshire. Brown has to get past a primary on September 9th. His opponents are Bob Smith, the former senator from New Hampshire, and Jim Rubens, a former state senator. It's widely expected, though, that Brown will dispatch those candidates and move on to the general election. But he's looking for the issue that's going to give him some traction. He hasn't really found it yet.
Our guest has been Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and an extraordinary mind. Thank you so much for being with us, Tim. And when we come back the next time, let's talk about casinos, okay?
Okay.